Happy morning, guys. Welcome to the Academy Answers podcast. Thanks for joining us and thanks for listening in. This is a podcast where we talk about happiness, success, and full potential. Getting to live your best life. Identify what it is that you want and being willing and able to understand that you're capable. That because that desire that you have is an indication of the potential that exists within you. Because if you did not have the potential to fulfill those desires, you would not have had them. So the desire is a signal of your potential. So it takes me to the topic this morning that is a very interesting one. This person asks on this comment thread that I saw on Facebook, and it kind of triggered me to go a little deeper on it. And the person was asking that if it is so possible, why is it that so many people can't? And I went in to say to him that he should probably change one of the words. And that is, if it is so possible, why is it that so many people won't? It's not that they can't, it's that they won't. And I'll make about 3 points to bring this home for you. The first thing, there was this lady who was in a concert, the story of a lady who was a pianist playing in a concert, and she played the piano at this dinner, like I think it was a dinner concert, and she played it so well, and a lady walked up to her and said to her that was amazing. I love the piano. I would do anything to be able to play like that. And the lady turned and said to her that, with the greatest of respect, no, you won't. Because if you would, you would have. No, you would not have done anything to play like this. Because if you would, you would have done it. You have both hands. You have difficulties. You could walk up here. And the only difference between how I'm playing and how you are able to play is the time and effort and focus that I put into it. And all of this, all of these things are within your capacity. What happens most time when people want something or say they want something, if you go deep enough, you will see glaring evidence that all they are doing is wanting, and they have never actually taken a full set of steps consistently to achieve it. And as I'm speaking this, I'm just thinking of the quickest example that comes to mind, and everybody uses it, and it's almost cliche. I have walked into so many homes and see that treadmill with clothes on it, boxes on it, all type of thing, junked in a corner. So many homes all over the world have that treadmill placed in the home. Somebody wanted to get fit, wanted to improve their physical health, and they have made the first step of purchasing a treadmill. And it stops there. Maybe they go on it one or two times, and then all of a sudden it's parked, it's done. And then couple months later, they are looking for another secret, a pill, a lotion, a vitamin, a 2-minute workout, some hack to save themselves from going through the grueling process of using the treadmill to get fit. And that is a common problem with most people, why so many people it is so possible, but so many people won't. It's not that they can't. They won't. Because it didn't stop at the treadmill if you wanted to get fit. It didn't stop there. It took a goal, a fitness goal, how much weight, what do you want to look like? And then it took another plan. What do I need to eat? How often do I need to be on this treadmill? What other exercises do I need to do to do to get to this goal that I have? And a full set, just those are just examples, and a full set of activities and strategies and elements of a fitness plan that can take you from here to there. Most people are not willing to do that. They won't. Everybody wish to be rich. All we want to buy, I wish I would just win the lottery. Half the people wishing they would win the lottery don't even buy it. They don't. Guys say, oh, well, you know, you're not going to win it. You're wasting your money anyway. Well, I'm like, if you want to win it, you could buy it because you're wasting your money doing many other stuff. Like you buy a Snicker bar. Like I always buy a Snicker bar. You buy some other crap thing that you don't need. I am betting you that I could find in most homes today hundreds of dollars on things spent on things that people really don't need. Do you know the actual percentage of people who say they want to be a millionaire who have actually ever tried to be a millionaire? Between 3 and 5%. People want to be a millionaire, never tried. People want to be a great fashion expert, never tried. People want to be the best at some profession, never tried to be the best. What we want to do, or what people like to do, is to settle at the bare minimum. Rely on thinking the first effort will take them there. Dipping their toes in the deep end of the change pool, pretending as if they want change, or pretending as if change should come to them. And when it doesn't come to them easy, they start to point fingers. That's what the majority of us do. This is the guy why I can't get this. It's because they don't pay me more at the job. It's because the job market is bad. It's because the economy is bad. They're not paying more in my city. My city is crazy. My family members keep me down. My wife spent all my money. And everything external is being put forward as a reason why we can't. But that's not it. Is because we won't. But the strange thing is, and I said this in my mastermind a couple of days ago, this is a strange thing. Whatever it takes to get to where someone wants to get to doesn't take away their life. It doesn't take away your social media scrolling. It doesn't take away your going out. It doesn't take away the money you're spending on clothes. It doesn't take away the time you have spending with your friends. It doesn't take away your TV time. It just takes a portion of it. It just takes you allotting a certain block of time in which you put all those things aside and you go at this. You go at it. That's it. 2 hours a day. Consistently. 5 years. You will be ahead of the majority of people because most people are putting in 0 hours a day trying to win. So, everywhere where you see can't, most of the time it's a cop-out. It's won't, it's not can't. It's the unwillingness to go through the process. People don't want to feel the pain. They let their minds have them in this slum, in this comfort zone, in this space that it's okay because it looks like everything else around me. I have this car, I have this car note. I pay this mortgage or pay this rent. And the kids go to that school. I eat here. I go on this vacation. But yeah, I don't want to do this thing, man. I want to change my life. But this is okay. Maybe that's not going to happen because in this economy, you can't change your life. Or with the family I have, you can't change your life. Or with the job I have, how are you going to do it? Or these guys are going to scam me. Or why should I pay so much to learn this? Or how do I do that? Or I can't make money. I don't have the connections. And everything else. And all the energy is being placed in all the reasons, the disempowering reasons why we can't get there, and no attention or enough energy is not being placed in the frame of how do I get there? How do people like me who have the same circumstances get to do this? What do I need to cultivate? Why not me? Why is it not possible for me? Oh, yes, the process is hard, but will it be worth it? And one thing I'll leave you with, and this I heard Eric Thomas said, and he said it very well. He said that it's hard staying where you are. You're going to feel pain anyway. You're already in pain. You're mumbling. You're frustrated. You're cursing. You're agitated. You're overworked. You're underpaid. You're stressed. You're pressured. By staying where you are, as you are right now, without you being at your goals. So why not go through all those feelings and emotions on the way to your goal? You're in pain. You might as well get a reward for it. You will be in pain. So why not get a reward for it? Why not allow it to come out to something? So I'm saying to you, it's not that. And you can dispute this, but you cannot disprove it. It's not that. So many people, it is so possible, and so many people can't. It's more that it is so possible, but so many people won't. And sooner or later, unless you come to the realization that you are the main person standing in your own way, you will continue to go around in circles. I think it was Bernard Shaw, the Nobel Peace Prize winner, who said that if you want to be rich, you will be rich. If you want to be the best, an expert, a professional, you will be a professional. It's just that you cannot wish these things and wish a thousand other things that are in contradiction to the thing that you say you want. Thank you, guys. Always a pleasure. Thanks for jumping on. Seeing you on the next podcast.